Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
If a person marries someone who lies about their marital ability, will they be condemned to hell, or will God condemn them? I've got to say that's a very interesting and challenging question. In this, I want to begin by saying that marriage is extremely important. The Bible places a very significant emphasis upon marriage and faithfulness in marriage, and also following according to the law that God has set forth concerning marriage. When we look at the world permits marriage, divorce, and remarriage for any reason under the sun. In fact, today, it's oftentimes referred to as irreconcilable differences. If somebody doesn't get along, spouses do not get along, they're able to put their mate away and remarry whoever they want to for whatever reason they want to. God does not go along with that. Also, from the world we find is that the world authorizes unions of all kinds. Not only can couples marry whoever they want, male and female, we're getting into an age here where homosexuals are allowed to marry, and whenever I say homosexuals, you know I'm talking about those of the same sex. Yet again, we understand God does not go along with that as well. Scripturally, we find is that God only permits an innocent party to remarry. And this is whenever we're talking about a man and a woman. Under no circumstance does He allow those of the same sex to be together. When we look at a man and a woman who is married, scripturally married, God only allows the innocent party, the one who has remained faithful, where their mate has stepped out on them, they have not been faithful to them, that innocent party who's remained committed to their spouse is able to put their mate away, to divorce them, and then subsequently to remarry if that is what they would choose to do. And they then need to make sure that they marry someone who can scripturally be married as well, that they would meet that criteria that God sets forth. God condemns marriages outside of whatever it is that He has authorized. So therefore, anyone who would marry someone outside of the realm of what we would find the standards of God in and through the New Testament Scripture, those individuals would stand condemned by our God. I contend that, and we hold to in the Lord's Church, is that proper investigation needs to be made whenever somebody gets ready to get married into if someone is eligible, scripturally able to get married. If they are not, then we need to back away from that and to only do what it is that God commands us to do. I will say that whenever we're looking at an individual that has been lied to, and they find, or maybe they never find out, let's use that because that's kind of the way that the question was posed, they never find out that their mate was not able to marry, God will judge on this matter. But let me also put forth a biblical example that I think maybe there's a principle that will help to encourage us to make sure in every case that we have done all of our homework. For instance, go back to Genesis chapter 2, and Genesis chapter 3, rather. In Genesis chapter 3, we know that God, over in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, told Adam and Eve that they could not partake of the tree of evil of good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that in the day that they would partake thereof, they would surely die. In other words, the motion of death would be put into place. Satan, in Genesis chapter 3, came and he lied to Eve. He deceived her. And she then, she bought into that lie. And as a result of that, then she partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And as a result of that, then God condemned Eve for her sin. And somebody says, are you saying then, Kevin, that this individual who has been lied to, they're in a marriage that they cannot be in, but still they don't know that they're going to stand condemned by God? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and I'm going to leave it at this, is that God will judge, but we do have a principle here that points out to us that we need to do all that we can to make sure that we have uncovered every stone and that we have done everything that is within our power to do to see if we can be in a proper scriptural relationship in those given circumstances.